Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. You know, in the weekday podcast, one of the things we strive to do is to be able to help people discover everything that the scriptures have in store for them. And you know, that's not always easy, but there are times in which we really need to listen more closely, especially to something like Romans 12:1. You know, the author of Hebrews gave us a pretty significant challenge when he said, "Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works." Well, Romans 12:1 says, "Take your everyday ordinary life and place it before God as an offering." Eugene Peterson translates chapter 10, verse 24 this way: "Let's see how inventive we can be in encouraging love and helping out." What an incredible challenge for us. It dares us to engage our God-given capacities for imagining and inventing, but it also dares to direct all of those things we invent and imagine toward good purposes, toward purposes that God would be pleased with. Way too often, we use our imaginations to envision some type of future that might be extraordinary for ourselves, or futures of comfort, maybe futures with a bigger home or a bigger car or a better boat, or maybe separation, or we use them to envision worrisome futures or futures where our worst fears come to pass. And way too often, we use our inventiveness to build our own prosperity or to build barricades around our lives to protect us from whatever it is we fear the most. What if we stopped doing all that so much? And what if in faith we were to refocus these imaginative and inventive capacities for that which honors God? What if we put them toward the task of keeping ourselves and keeping those around us completely ready to make a difference, including being fueled in a fire like Romans 12:11 through 13? What if we were to determine that every day we dedicate a few minutes, every week, every month, to look at ourselves, our families, our friends, our communities, and allowed others to dream and create? We wouldn't be alone. God the Spirit would be right there in every moment, giving us direction, giving us inventiveness, and giving us creativity. But you know, it's not easy to change how we think. It's not easy to change how we act. We need a little help. So I invite you today to take a few minutes to pray and listen to God's Spirit, to be still, to consider the question of how you might encourage love and good deeds in your family, among your friends, in your community, and whatever happens to come to your brain as God directs you in His way. This week, we're trying to encourage one another to be able to encourage one another. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, which we're trying to learn this week, says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." Let's say that one more time. Say it with me. "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." My friend, this "therefore" is right after the scriptures say that God didn't design us to live in the dark, but to live in His likeness and His light. And for that to happen, let us encourage one another and build each other up rather than finding fault with one another and going to war with anybody who might possibly disagree with us. Oh, my friend, the way of God is completely off the beaten path compared to the way we humans naturally think. So why not choose today to encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing? What a great word. That sounds to me like how we keep fueled and how we stay afire for walking with God. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast, and I trust that you'll be looking forward to an entire week of learning 1 Thessalonians 5:11. "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." I trust you'll go in peace, my friend, and prepare to be a part of our Easter services that will be here before you know it. coming up the very first Sunday in April, we'll gather together at 7 a.m. for a sunrise service outside in the Sugar Hill Bowl, and then together at 10 a.m. again outside at the Sugar Hill Bowl, and then come back together for a more intimate Easter gathering at 5 p.m. in our worship center. Boy, it's going to be an incredible day. Don't miss any of it. Go in peace, my friend, and know that you are loved.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.